This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we may never be finished counting the impacts of the financial collapse a year ago. A year ago today, Lehman Brothers collapsed, for instance. But the impact on things outside the financial industry are also worth noting. Performance art actually was affected by the financial collapse a year ago, it's safe to say. And a performance artist and visual artist is in the studio now with me. Jeffrey Raymond is an artist, and it's fair to call you a portraitist of an event, isn't it?
Yes, I think fair enough.
Fair enough. You created a piece of performance art in addition to a portrait of some of the well-known characters in the financial collapse a year ago. I'm looking at a painting of yours right now here in the studio called The Fallen Prince. And who is that a picture of?
It's a portrait of Alan Greenspan.
Portrait of Alan Greenspan, dappled in a kind of Jackson Pollock sort of, but maybe even Chuck Close style would be reminiscent there. And all around it are, it looks like, writing signatures. Explain what those sentences and signatures are all about there.
Well, the whole idea behind my work is that I pick a controversial Wall Street guy at a controversial moment of time. I paint him, and then I take him outdoors, usually in the Wall Street area, and passersby write what they want to write. In this case, it happened right after Greenspan had testified in front of Congress last fall and acknowledged that his idea about unfettered markets was, in fact, flawed. There's a lot of anger directed at him by the Wall Street community, and it's on the painting.
Read a couple of those, if you could, because you basically sat out there on Wall Street where Barack Obama is going to give a speech today and offered people the chance to sign your painting of Alan Greenspan. You've also done other portraits as well. And what did some people say?
One of my favorites is, some are serious, some are not. Somebody wrote, your belief in the self-correcting nature of the free market in an environment of high risk, high reward seems Pollyannish. Somebody else wrote Woody Allen Greenspan, which annoys me.
Where is Ayn Rand? Someone wrote. Is this the end of capitalism? Some wrote. Was there a sense of solidarity with what you were trying to achieve out there? Or, I mean, these Wall Streeters tend to be pretty busy running from place to place. I can't imagine anybody even stopped, but the painting is filled with signatures.
Well, my paintings, I'm relatively well recognized on Wall Street, and they're a sort of an event, and people do stop. There's at least 250 things written on this one. And I think that catching Greenspan, the reason I called it The Fallen Prince was 5 years ago, everybody thought Greenspan was, in fact, it walked on water. And when he acknowledged that his theories about self-correcting markets were in fact flawed, people, I think, were motivated to say what they had to say. Somebody said they should have brought him in with leg irons.
Right. And they don't pull punches on Wall Street when they're feeling pretty angry.
No, there's a lot of anger on this painting.
You're headed back to Wall Street this morning, right? Describe what you're going to do and what you expect to happen.
Well, a year ago, as you know, Lehman Brothers went bankrupt. The next day, I was standing in front of Lehman Brothers with a portrait of Richard Fold. I thought this
who's
year—
Who's the head of Lehman Brothers?
Who is the ex-head of Lehman Brothers.
The arrogant, we cannot fail, and then boom, he was out of a job.
Too big to fail. apparently not.
Nobody is.
And I thought for the one-year anniversary, I would paint both Fold and Henry Paulson, the Treasury Secretary, who more or less was the decision-maker that said, we're not bailing out Lehman Brothers.
All right. Well, you can go to thetakeaway.org to see a slideshow of Jeffrey Raymond's portraits. He'll be down on Wall Street this morning. The performance art and the financial collapse continues. Thanks, Raymond. Thanks, Jeffrey.
You're welcome.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.